I'm here with my grandson, Timothy Matheson Flanagan. I'm Timothy Flanagan.
All right. Let's get into it. Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked?
Dr. Sheridan was a doctor when I was in my teens, and here in Rocky Mountain Health Care Home. I ended up going to school, high school with his son, and who also went into the medical profession.
What was the doctor that you liked?
He was always so kind and open and talked to you like you were a grown-up person and treated you, you know, with a lot of kindness.
Did you have any other doctors?
Any other doctors? I remember Dr. Michaels. He was at a bigger medical facility. He was a nice doctor.
Do you remember if a doctor ever made a house call to your house?
I can't remember a doctor ever coming to my house. Where I grew up as a preteen in Kinston, North Carolina, we were not far from the hospital. I remember when my younger brother was born in 1965 and going to the hospital and visiting him then.
Was it like a visit from the doctor come to your house, or was it like a did you come like check on, or did you go to the hospital like just like walk there?
We walked to the hospital. It was only a few blocks away from where we live.
Since country doctors, like, they're often appreciated because of how like familiar they were with like your family and the patients. Do you think that that's like important to have in a doctor? Family doctor, to have like a tight bond with your family and really know them?
Yes, I believe that makes a big difference if they are involved with your family and they understand all the things that go along with your family, you know, what kind of ailments you've had, what your history is.
So how does this rank with other attributes of the doctor, such as technical skill, their availability, or their reputation?
I think availability is probably the biggest attribute of a doctor is having one around when you need one. Technical skills would be next in line, and their ability to bond with the person, right, and understand the concerns that the person might have.
How do you think that you would compare like doctors back, like your family doctor back then, compared to how it is now?
Definitely doctors were more involved with their patients back then because they had fewer patients and they had more access to people, you know, day in and day out. Nowadays, I think it's a little bit more disconnected between the doctor and the person. A lot of times you go to the doctor, you might not even see the doctor, and you'll see like a physician's assistant or some other person that's not, you know, familiar with you.
What attributes do you look for in your healthcare team? Is it compassion or other virtuous character traits?
I look for the number one attribute being their ability to, you know, have some of the latest techniques and some of the advanced training that's necessary with the kind of diseases and the kind of things that go on now. Especially as I get older, you know, you face different healthcare, different healthcare needs as you age. So I think that was probably the number one attribute.
So, how's your current doctor, how does their ability compare to your doctor when they were young, when you were younger?
Oh, definitely medical profession and the knowledge around the different challenges that are associated with the medical profession has increased multifold. lot more knowledge and a lot more advancement medicines from now and, you know, from when I was a kid. So I think the ability and the knowledge around what's going on has increased. But I also think at the same time, the access to the doctor and the doctor's access to you probably has reduced some, not as personalized care as it was, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
All right, for the last question. Some people will describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator to their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
Yes. The doctor is now are more and more focused on preventive medicine and less about curative medicine. They give you a lot of advice on the things to do to prevent medical issues from arising. So I think their part in being a teacher is increased a lot from the way it used to be.
Do you sometimes wish you had a connection with your current doctor like you did with your past doctors?
Oh, yes. Lots of times when you go to the doctor, you may not see the same doctor, or you may not see someone who is familiar with whatever issue you're having, because this might be the first time, or this might be the first time in a while that you've seen this actual person. Record keeping has improved, but it still doesn't make up for the fact that having that personalized contact with with the same physician all the time.
Can you remember anything specifically about your old doctor, like anything, I guess, about him in general, like kind of?
Well, I remember back then, if you went to the doctor and you got a vaccination or you got a shot, the utensils, the needles, were not single-use items. A lot of the equipment that the doctor used were used multiple times over and over again, and they had sterilizers in their offices so that they could clean the equipment so it could be used on the next person. Whereas today it's everything is one use and then disposed of to prevent cross-contamination from person to person. So I think that's one of the big advancements that I've seen back from when I was younger to now. It used to be more of a clinical environment. Everything was white, all the utensils were white, all the equipment, and the office was very sterile looking. Today it's more family oriented, and when you go to the doctor's office, it seems more like being at home instead of being in a clinical situation. So that has improved.
Do you think it being different, sort of like home-ish and like more of a clinical, has an effect on how, like, your enjoyment of it? Because do you think it helps you, like, better listen and understand what they're saying, or just do you think that it doesn't have?
I definitely think the environment being more laid back and more home-like definitely reduces the stress of people that go to see the doctor. It's not so sterilized and doesn't cause people to build up anxiety when they go and see the doctor. But in the long run, I think it makes for a better atmosphere.
Did you used to have anxiety when you went to the doctors?
Excuse me?
Did you used to have anxiety when you went to the doctors when you were younger?
Yeah, sure. You'd go to the doctor, right? Everybody would always fear, I'm going to get a shot, or I'm going to get a vaccination, or when you're younger. But today, not so much. It's rarely that the doctor even gives you a shot or a vaccination or any medicine now. Usually the assistant or the nurse comes in and does that. And so I think it's a better environment today in the medical profession.
Was your doctor the same doctor you had for your whole family?
I believe so. When I was younger, everybody saw the same doctor. If it wasn't some kind of specialized care, you know, just for general medical stuff. It was all the same doctor.
Now, when you say specialized care, did you have to go to a completely different hospital for that, or was it in the same hospital unit?
Specialized care, I was in the hospital one time for an extended period of time, maybe a week or so, and that was all specialized doctors that, you know, saw to your needs then. It was outside of your family doctor's practice. But it was all within the same hospital. I mean, it was only one hospital in the town, so it wasn't like today you have a choice of different hospitals in different towns and different specialized doctors to go see for different ailments. But it was all kind of localized in one facility.
So when you were sick, did you often stay at the hospital, or would you stay more at home?
Well, of course, it depended upon the severity of the sickness or the illness you had. But for the minor stuff, you usually went back home. But when you were in the hospital, you were typically in the hospital for a longer period of time, for a more depth of care, longer term type of care. Seems like today, if you have to go to the hospital, you're in. And then you're right back out.
So would you say that doctors would take things more seriously back then, since they didn't know how bad something could be?
I don't know if the doctors were more serious about it than they are today. I mean, I think most of your medical professionals are very serious about their job. But I do think that there was, maybe it was because the depth of knowledge wasn't as great, so they had to take more time to investigate and learn what was going on, whereas today, medical knowledge has increased so much to where they can easily diagnose what your issue is. Just from symptoms and past cases and knowledge that they've learned over the years. But I don't think that doctors or medical professions take their job any less serious or more serious today than they did back then. I just think the knowledge and the base of knowledge has increased so much. It's easier for them to diagnose.
Do you think that, could you remember like any time where there was maybe like a misdiagnosis? Misdiagnosis, where they didn't know, so they did something wrong to somebody like you know, or?
I can't remember any specific issue where someone was misdiagnosed or there was some kind of mix-up in the treatment that was given in my life.
Did the doctor have a tool bag, like a bag of things that they carry around?
That was a classic thing, right? When the doctor would come in, they would have their black bag, right, with all their equipment, utensils, and even medicines. You know, you could go to the doctor, and then you didn't have to go to the pharmacy because the doctor had medicines right there in his office or in his bag that he would give to you at that particular time.
So, would you say there were a lot of pharmacies back then?
I can only remember a few pharmacies that were actually in town. You know, it was a pretty famous pharmacy there in Rocky Mount, May and Gorham Pharmacy at Five Points in Rocky Mount. So I don't think the pharmacies were as prominent as they are today. But I don't think that the amount of business that the pharmacy saw back then was as great as it is today.
So today you see a lot of medicines inside of bottles, like plastic bottles. What did the capsules that held the medicines look like back then?
I remember going to the doctor a couple times for like bronchitis, and they would prescribe you an antibiotic. And he would give it to you in a little paper envelope. It wasn't in a bottle at all. He would go into his stash of pills and he would give you out some, like, you know, 20 penicillin tablets, and they would be in a little paper envelope, and it would have written on there what it was and how often you were supposed to take it. They weren't even in, like, bottles and stuff at all.
Did the actual medications themselves, did they look similar to they do today?
Yeah, the pills were very similar. I don't remember ever being any capsules, you know, the gel capsules that dissolve. But they were all pills, or either they were a liquid in an injection form.
So how would they inject, like, into your mouth or a shot?
No, they would, like, give you a shot in the arm or in your buttocks, you know, in the cheek or in your thigh. They would give you a shot there.
How would you describe, like, since there's only about, like, one hospital and it was, like, very local, how would you describe, like, the area as to which you grew up in and how where the hospital was affected? Were you, because I know it was, like, a few blocks away.
Right.
So, like, how?
The town that I grew up in was Kinston, North Carolina, and it was a small farming community. Tobacco warehouse was a big industry there in Kinston, North Carolina. The hospital was in town. We lived on the outskirts of town, and we could walk a few blocks and be right downtown. And so we didn't live out on a farm. Our family didn't farm, but it was a big farming community. It seems like times were a lot simpler. On a Friday or a Saturday night, the big event might be we would go downtown and do window shopping and walk up and down the sidewalks and look at all the new stuff in the store windows, or go into town on the weekend and maybe pick up some lunch at a little cafe or something. So it was definitely a smaller, more laid-back farming community.
So would any of the doctors assign something that you wouldn't, that they definitely would not assign today, like cigarettes or drugs?
It was very common to see people smoking, and smoking in the hospitals and smoking in the doctor's offices. Back then, at the time, I don't think that they knew all the dangers of smoking. So it was very prevalent. But other than that, I don't remember anything that, you know, that you saw in doctor's offices or hospitals that you probably didn't see today.
So what about the doctors and nurses themselves? What did they look like?
They were always dressed typically in some kind of white. The nurses' uniforms were all white. Nurses always had their little nurses' hats on. Doctors typically had, like, on a light jacket and a white shirt and a tie. It was definitely a more formal event, going to see the doctor back then than it is now. It's more casual and more a laid back atmosphere now.
So you used to get dressed up to go to the doctors?
Yes, you always wanted to, you know, wear your Sunday best when you went into town. Whether it was good to go see the doctor or whatever, that was when you had on your best clothes, your best shoes, just like you were going to church.
What was the name of the doctor again?
The doctor that I remember the best was once we moved here to Rocky Mount, and. If you hadn't asked me, I could have remembered his name.
One last question. Were the doctors back then fit, you'd say? Like, were they, like, slimmer?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the doctors being pretty fit, pretty athletic. I don't remember them working out or anything. I mean, working out was not a big thing back then. But they always seemed to be busy, on the go, so they tended to be slimmer. Of course, like everyday life, you know, there's different people are different. So I would have to say in general they were, just because they were a lot more active.
I think that's it.